The rental man, Ian Morrison, has dropped into the 101.5 studio to keep us up to date with property news and views. Good morning, Ian.
Good morning, Deb. Good morning, listeners.
Ian, an interesting property report released last week, apparently.
Yes, Deb. Cotality, Australia's largest property data agency's report, revealed that more than 60% of Australian households are made up of just one or two people, yet the bulk of our housing stock is designed for families, which highlights the stark mismatch between who lives in our homes and the kind of homes we are building. So, for example, we're building all these four-bedroom, large homes on smaller and smaller blocks, but the majority of occupiers don't actually need that.
Well, that's interesting, Ian. So how has this come about?
Well, when most people picture the great Australian dream, they see a family with kids in a big family home. But the data shows that this is not the case. Couples without children and people living alone make up the majority. And in fact, only around 30% of households are families with dependents. Of the rest, a notable 31% are couples without dependents and 27% are people living alone. This may be surprising, but when you look at the population of this country, you have to consider the ageing of the people we are dealing with. Of the lone person households, 40% are aged 65 or older, for example. Couples without dependents are also in the older age bracket, making up 50% of that number as well. If we then look at the actual type of dwellings around the country, 70% are three or four bedroom homes and just 22% are one or two bedrooms. Clearly, we are heading in the wrong direction in our building programs, Deb.
Wow. That is amazing when you think about it that way, Ian. So what is the solution?
Well, no easy answers there, Deb. There's nothing inherently wrong with building some larger housing to allow for families that will grow with children, home office needs with working from home becoming more common, or even as we have seen recently, more expanded families for affordability reasons. But to my mind, with housing lots becoming smaller, why don't we consider smaller, more efficient houses that would provide better yard areas for folk to relax and entertain in, and at the same time reduce the cost of building? There is some more emphasis in unit building as well, which makes better use of restricted land stock, and some discussions about changing or even abolishing stamp duty, which makes it easier and cheaper to move or buy new housing, replacing it with a broad-based land tax depending on the land size you own. In this way, we have incentives for smaller households to move to more suitable housing, releasing more established stock to the market. Either way, we need the planners and powers that be to take note of the data and get sensible programs in place to suit all of the community, Deb.
It makes a lot of sense, Ian. Let's hope the construction industry and town planners take heed. Ian Morrison, the rental man, keeping our community connected and informed. Listen to this and other podcasts on 101.5fm.com.au.